Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I'm coming to you right out on the practice facility at Governors Town Club, where GTC Golf Academy is located. And I am just finishing up a full day of teaching some really great people. Today, the whole theme has been chipping. So I've worked today with around about 25 people in group classes and a few individuals, obviously on their own. And we've worked on chipping. It just so happened that all the classes were about chipping. And it just so happened that the private lessons I had today were also focused on chipping and a little bit of pitching. Now, there's obviously, with those two shots, there's a lot of parallels. There's a lot of things that you do in chipping that you do in pitching. So overall, it was like a short game day. It was pretty cool. I enjoy the short game. It's one of my favorite areas. I was pretty good at it as a player. And now I just enjoy teaching it. And most of these golfers that I've been working with today, they aspire to break 80. You know, they've shot high 70s. Mid-high 70s sometimes, but they don't do it consistently. And they've been playing golf for a long time. You know, I would say about 50% of them are senior members of the club, and the other 50% of the group lessons were in their sort of early 40s, maybe late 30s, early 40s. All of them with the ambition of consistently breaking 80. And it was really good. I got a good insight into their thoughts on chipping and what they were trying to do, what they believe was right in the setup, the fundamentals, some basics in setup and motion, how to actually swing the club. And then I got a good insight into what they believed the striking should feel like. And so what I found today was that they were trying to take more of a divot, and they had the ball positioned way too far back in the stance, and they had a lot more shaft lean than you need. So I like to see golfers, this is just a basic chip shot and a basic pitch shot, or elements of a basic pitch shot, but mainly basic chip shot. And to start with, I think it's really important to clarify that this is not black and white either, but I think it's really important to clarify, chipping is where the ball rolls more than it flies, and pitching is where the ball flies more than it rolls. That's how I like to separate the two and draw the line between the two. But ultimately, there's gray area within that. So, but when I'm teaching a group, and when I'm just working with players, I separate like that so we can conceptually understand things quicker. And then based on that, we adapt our philosophy and our understandings of hitting different chip shots and pitch shots. So for standard basic chip shot, I like to see the ball position in the middle of the stance, or if anything, maybe slightly forward in the stance. I like to have it like half a roll forward. A lot of good players on tour that do that. And a lot of good players that growing up that now play on the European tour that I used to play with and get my rear end handed to me. They always used to like to position the ball slightly forward as well. So I've just built this habit of doing that. And so ball position center or slightly forward. And then from there, we have about 55%, 60% of our weight on our left side. That's going to influence a little bit of shaft lean, not much, just a few degrees. And then what the key thing is to feel sort of very connected with your arms and your torso, your upper body, to feel very connected. Your arms to feel very connected to your body. So your armpits, you might feel some tension up there, You don't want to feel tension everywhere, just in those parts. And then it all about the motion is just rotating your torso and your arms along for the ride. And this is going to allow for a much shallower angle of attack. So you'll catch the ball really shallow. You'll catch the ball clean off the surface, no divot. And that's what I found today. These golfers that are trying to consistently break 80, they're trying to take a divot. They've got the ball back in the stands, a lot of shaft lean, and they end up digging at it or catching it fat and now and again thinning it, but mainly catching it fat. And that's what will happen if you have a lot of shaft lean and the ball's positioned too far back. So we busted that myth. That's not what we want to do at address, and that's not how we want to feel when we hit the ball. We don't want to hit down on it too much. We actually want a super shallow angle of attack. And at impact, we do want shaft lean. We just don't want shaft lean and a very steep angle of attack. You know, they're two different things. So we want shaft lean, and the best players in the world get approximately 15 degrees of shaft lean at impact. So we are looking for a significant amount of shaft lean, but we just want the angle of attack to be really shallow. And this way, the typical ball flight is a lot lower than anticipated. So I think that was probably one of the biggest things that we found today as well, or that I found today working with all these golfers trying to break 80. They just had this perception that chipping and pitching, they just, you hit it super high, especially obviously with the focus on chipping today. They thought that they hit the ball super high. And you don't. It's the ball's not in the air very much, and it's rolling a lot and pitching as well. Although the ball flies more, you're also not hitting the ball super high. So that was cool to share that and see the facial expressions and body language, and then also then the shots and the performance of these golfers. The performance that these golfers were displaying change and improve. And there was one particular thing that I had the most success with today that was, it was a lack of understanding for these golfers, because they typically get around the green, they were telling me, and they fat it, thin it, they're very inconsistent with the strike, and they can't get up and down, or better yet, they're after these chip shots, they're still left with a chip shot, so this one shot is costing two shots, and then leading to not just a bogey, but like a double bogey. And you know, you can't, if you're trying to break 80, you've got to curb that. You know, you've got to really limit the doubles and triples. You got to get out of there with a bogey at times. And so this was huge. And I do think it's a key cornerstone to better short game play for those that are trying to break 80 more consistently. And that is that the handle of the club has to be higher, or raised, so to speak, and the toe of the club is going to point down a little, or at least feel like it's pointing down a little. The club's not going to sit flat on the deck, and the toe is definitely not slightly off the ground. We actually want the toe to be pointing and digging into the ground so we can actually hit shots. And you could slam that toe into the ground, and it's very rarely going to dig because of the bounce and the grind, the shape of the club head. You're going to get away with a lot more when you have the handle like that. So that was the biggest thing. And then I had these golfers literally trying to fat it, and they couldn't. They just kept hitting pure shot after pure shot, quality strike after quality strike. And I put a little basket out there about, it was about 15 yards, another one at about 20 yards. And I've got these golfers that are trying to break 80, literally hitting the basket all the time. Like, I can't say all the time actually, but landing it near the basket all the time, but hitting the basket a heck of a lot of the times, and hitting the ball in the basket. So super improvements with performance, like just ridiculous improvements with the performance, and mainly from that, from the toe being down, the handle being higher, and strikes just improving, like, consistently. So that itself is going to help big time when it comes to those golfers that are flirting around 80, 81, 82, that want to consistently get up and down a few more times, put the ball closer to the hole, and break through that 80, break through that level of performance to a new level. So that's all from me today. That is my findings from today's coaching, and I just wanted to share that with you guys and girls, and you know, just give you some hope that there are some things out there that are pretty simple that you can do and that will have massive impact to your performance, and it could help you reach that dream score of 79 or between 75 and 79. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with some more value in and around pitching, and I'll see you then.